the eastern half of the country on its way out. Warmer air spreading and filling in behind it this week, as some showers will be possible in the Great Lakes today. And another system is moving into the Pacific Northwest. With it, drier conditions are found elsewhere today. Good morning. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and it's time for a weather update. As we look to the northern plains, a band of snow moved through over the weekend, along with it, extreme cold weather. But warmer air is flooding into the region today, and the system will move along the border on Wednesday and bring with it a few showers and a quick burst of colder air on Thursday. Another front will move through the weekend, with the region to be way in the overall storm track near the border through next week, as the central southern plains see a little snow that went through the northeastern part of Nebraska on Saturday, but most stayed dry while the cold air moved into the region. That cold air not lasting, as warmer air is flooding the region today. And a front will sweep through with some briefly milder air and a few showers come Wednesday into Thursday. But drier and warmer conditions are largely expected just a little bit longer. In the Midwest, a clipper band of snow with an intense burst of significant cold air went through this weekend. That will leave sometime today, tomorrow from west to east, as a system will bring through some showers and another brief burst of colder temperatures on Thursday, initiating some lake effect snow in the Great Lakes. We'll be back for some overnight numbers in a moment on the American Ag Network.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Did you just plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans again?
You bet your next level genetics I did. After last year's huge yields, why wouldn't I want to maximize that Z-Series momentum?
Right. How could I forget about that performance? It totally beat our expectations. Let's unleash some Z-Series on those acres. Come on.
Now you're talking. With that kind of ROI, why would we plant anything else?
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why the American Ag Network is here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Stay close with us as we navigate you through the day in the markets, the latest ag news, weather updates, and much more. We'll keep you informed each day on what matters to you. We are the American Ag Network.
Money. March corn 1 1/4 lower, 439 1/2. The July contract, 453. That's down 2. January soybeans, 1072 1/4, down 4 1/2. And March, 1082, down 4 3/4. The December live cattle, 230.40, up 60. February's up 67, 230.22. January feeders, 339.87, up 77. March, 335.07, up $1. As the February lean hogs, down 122, 83.30. This is the American Ag Network.